I think we're good to go. We are live.
And hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Hairy Business. My name is Andrew.
I'm Ben.
Wonderful. And we've got two visitors in the room with us today. Mr. Rania and Miss Justine over there as well. So we've got to try and keep a straight face and we're trying to work over here. Yeah. And they're working over there. Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. So, been a week. What's been happening, Mr. Ben?
Yeah, plenty happening at the moment. Let's get straight into it. With Facebook.
Ooh,
got a few developments. I mean, they're developing all the time, aren't they?
But pretty much, yep.
Yeah, so they've just launched a Moments app.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, so I didn't realize this was a Facebook one.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do?
It's almost like your Google Photos.
Yep.
As an app on your phone, but what it does is it's pulling photos from your Facebook account.
Okay, and the purpose being?
You can just sort of create albums.
Oh, nice.
From it, rather than having to sort of dig and scroll down through years and years and years, and it sort of collects them more like a photo app rather than as part
social
of a bigger part of a bigger platform.
And I guess this is part of their breaking out different apps like Messenger and things like that, so functionalities that must have, going back to tracking and things, they must have been tracking usage of photos.
Yeah.
And obviously done that. Do you post a lot on Facebook? I mean, aside from your Snapchat addiction at the moment, but do you post a lot?
Based on the competition, though, so I'm very competitive. Facebook is a funny one because we talked about this, and when we heard that stat about
65%
of people haven't posted in the last 3 months, and then I looked back and I thought, right, I haven't really. I've commented on other people's stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But not so much myself.
No, I think I've put one post up in. I think it was a Dragon Mart one. I think I spoke about this where we found a horse lamp, which is amazing.
Spectacular. You can literally find anything down there, can't you?
Yeah, there was a unicorn coffee table down there as well. So I was quite impressed. Quite impressed I managed to wrangle a unicorn, considering they've only got them in North Korea, right?
How do they look in your bedroom?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It goes next to my most expensive clothes hanger in the world, which is obviously an exercise bike. Another clothes horse, that's it. So I haven't downloaded this, but I think I will, even though I've got all the old... But I guess this is photos of you being tagged as well, right? It's not just the old... Yeah, okay, so you can pull all that together.
Yeah.
And you can delete them, those ones that you've been tagged in, where you look awful?
I think you can delete them from the app, but it'll still be...
still out there.
Yeah. Can't get away from that. I'm suffering from post-stag-do photos.
Post-stag-do photos, that's it, yeah.
Which is wrong. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, it should be banned. Or banned. So what's going on else in Facebook world, Mr. Ben?
Okay, so Facebook Live. Now this is this is what I see as an attack on Meerkat, Periscope, all that lot. And they're jumping into the game, as they normally do, come a little bit late, but then make a better product.
Yeah, massive access as well, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you watch anyone's live feed? Because I watch Guy Kawasaki quite a lot.
Kawasaki!
Yeah. Even though he's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I watch his live feed quite a lot. He does some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And there's this other guy called Marvin Cordial or something. Marvin Cordial, who's a funny dude.
Yeah.
Watch his stuff as well. And that guy, Jack, who British prankster.
He's
done some live stuff as well. Live pranks with people actually interacting with him and saying, go over to that old lady and tap her on the head and that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, which I thought was quite funny. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a nice video that's on Social Media Examiner at the moment, which is showing it why it matters.
Yeah.
And there's a big thing saying, you know, if you're actually sort of using it live, more than sort of, you know, post-dated sort of videos, it's going to get you a lot further up the food chain with regards to, you know, where it's going to be seen by people.
Yeah, well, so I think the interesting thing was that there was an article in Adweek talking about how businesses used live video or live streaming last year.
Okay.
What was the percentage there, Ben?
No, was it 44%?
It was, yeah. So 44% of businesses using ran live stream. Now, the interesting thing on this is, I guess brands listening at the moment, the line that made me chuckle a bit was results on apps like Periscope and Meerkat to increase their live streaming budgets this year.
Hmm.
People are like, budgets? Why is there a budget attached to live streaming? Surely you just push a button and then you go.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the worrying things. You need, you know, you still need some ideas. You still need something going on, a campaign or
it's the storytelling
part
again.
Storytelling part, yeah, totally. Otherwise, it's just live streaming of boredom.
Anyone can turn a camera on, like Rainier.
Yeah, that's it. You need the story behind it.
Yeah.
Just evil glance from him there. That was a bit harsh. I didn't even say it.
What's going on?
Perhaps he's boss-eyed. Yeah. Perhaps he's looking at you, Ben. Oh, speaking of that, hairy business, by the way. This is Hairy Business with Ben.
Business chat show by two hairy gentlemen.
Yeah, that's it. Well, one very hairy, one kind of alopecia. Yeah. Perfect. So what else is going over there at Facebook? Or are we done with Facebook?
Not done yet. So Facebook ads, they've announced 1 million advertisers in 1 year.
Wow.
That's huge, right?
Yeah, that's serious. Yeah. I mean that's massive actually. What is it? Social networks, 3 million businesses now advertise with them.
Yeah.
So I mean that's nice if each one of those is spending at least 1 dirham or perhaps 10 dirhams, which we know they are.
Yeah.
Obviously the revenue pulled in from that is pretty good. But I guess a million advertisers. Now I wonder what the million advertisers that have grown in a year, how much of that is to do without, Facebook changing the algorithm just slightly, so no one sees any of their posts anymore, or if Facebook is changing, and people are understanding that you need advertising budget to get things out there,
Yeah, well, they've sort of offset it with value, I guess, because it's now a marketing platform.
Yeah,
it's the state of the internet now rather than a social media platform.
Yes, yeah, true.
And they're sort of giving the offset of value. So now you've got incredibly powerful advertising tools. Arguably, it's the best value for money.
Yeah,
in online and offline, because offline is crazy high.
True.
Generally,
I saw for the first time last week, which was Comedy Gold. A guy walking billboard. First time I've seen one here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So someone's actually managed to convince someone that somebody walking around TCOM with a billboard on their back is great for their brand. Not the fact they're going to get ridiculed, but great for their brand.
That's real sort of 1980s stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Remember
the sandwich boards.
Oh yeah, but it will be brand new. It's brand new.
Yeah. They're going to bring in, the pizza guys that sort of spin that sort of arrow.
yeah, that's too cool. They're actually pretty entertaining. You see them in the States at traffic lights and stuff, but you can never see exactly what they're advertising because, like you say, they're spinning it so fast.
Yeah. Well, there's always a guy down in Dubai Mall when you were sort of leaving who was directing the traffic.
Yeah.
And he had a sort of a dance on.
Did he?
I was just, you see him in, sort of summer months.
Really?
Poor fella sweating like crazy. Really? I always wondered how he would keep it up, but it was really entertaining.
Yeah.
So it's not good at directing the traffic, though, unfortunately. So.
No. Are you sure he's just like some poor bloke that's just stuck? And he keeps trying to run out in front of the traffic. You think he's dancing and directing it. It's just some random tourist. Yeah. Got caught there 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice so,
some big news then for a Dubai blogger.
Yeah, this is great. I saw this in Campaign magazine, and basically, I mean, you kind of obviously, I guess the big ones you hear about here are, Huda Katan and Mona Katan, as far as the bloggers that are out there and getting some serious numbers. But there's this young lady who's managed to amass 70 million, is it? I think it's 70 million followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the article's dropped out in front of me. Here we go. Hala Ghazal, she's managed to amass this following of 70 million views, and she's going to represent the Middle East and North Africa region for YouTube during 2016 for a Young Ambassador, United Nations.
Very cool.
So amazing, really. She's got 600,000 subscribers and 360,000 Instagram subscribers as well. So, that's fantastic. I guess she talks mainly about fashion. I think it's fashion, is it? Fashion? I think she's a fashion blogger. So, I mean, it's great. It's nice to hear kind of homegrown stories and then some good coming out of that as well. She's got an incredible platform. And again, things that are possible now just weren't possible a couple of years ago. Simple as that,
The story here as well about she's got advice tips on using crayon as lipstick.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go.
Any father or mother would know that anyway.
Yes, I think that's it, yeah. If there was tips on how to get crayon off a wall, that would be quite helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's a knowing glance when you say, don't do that, and then they look at you and then carry on doing it.
It's the same as that cat, do you remember, pushing the glass off the table?
Yeah.
Stop.
Little buddy. I think we can talk about your cat that has an obsession with people not working and sitting on their laptops when they come around.
Yeah. Yeah. At or sleeping.
Or sleeping, yep. Yeah. The cat or visitors.
Yeah.
Or you.
Yeah. Okay, so now a hot topic for you, Burger King or McDonald's?
Oh, is that just a question? It's got to be Chicken Royale, right? Oh, sorry, I thought it was.
What's your burger of choice?
What, in Burger King or
Burger King? What's
Burger King? Very me handsome.
It's the Bristolian coffee.
I'll have a Burger King, please. I guess you're talking about this. It's good times over in the States because I think you get to see some real banter from advertising. I always remember when I was young, I saw a Sprite versus 7-Up advert, and it was just blatant. It was, you know, there was a 7-Up can that was laying there, and they tilted it, and it flew out, fell on the floor, and Sprite was left. It was like Sprite's left every time. And it was really the first time I remember seeing brands just going after each other from that side of things. So I guess, yeah, Burger King and McDonald's have done this. McDonald's fired up a commercial talking about how close it is, how close you are to the next McDonald's. So there's one every 50 meters. In France, I think this is a particular reference in France. So there's not as many Burger Kings. And Burger King spun that advert around and basically said, yep, Burger King customers are a bit more distinguished and they'll drive to make sure they get that burger. Yeah. So it's cool to see this kind of friendly banter. I mean, you never see it here, obviously, but it's nice to see in Europe from that side of things. But
I'd like to, before there was the little war between Audi and BMW, when they BMW launched a picture of a car, and then Audi, it was all with reference to chess, sorry. So the first one was, launched it, and then your move.
Yeah.
BMW came up with the checkmate, and then Audi with your pawn is no match for our king, and then they strap a giant hot air balloon on top with the picture of the Formula One winning BMW Williams car saying game over. It's nice. Yeah. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? A bit of banter.
Yeah, I think the thing is, things like this, well, you remember, don't you? That's the thing. When you see kind of brands doing it well or doing a good job, I mean, obviously you remember it if they do a really bad job as well, but you tend to remember this, and it'd be nice to see some more of that over here. But
and it's good for both brands as well, isn't
it? Yeah, totally. I mean, all news is good news, right? Apparently. That's what they say. But no, it's just cool to see that. I like see that back and forth from that side of things.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
They've just launched an advanced Twitter search now.
Okay, so what can I search on there?
Loads of stuff.
Brilliant. Are we in the burn section yet?
No. Right, so let's move on to... No, they can drill down into different sort of attributes of people.
Perfect. Do you use Twitter?
Obviously not.
No, I was just saying. No, I think the nice thing, I tend to use Twitter a lot during the football season, American football season, just to bounce back and forth and kind of bring you together on that kind of thing. And I think there's a lot of sports that are still, people kind of have those conversations over Twitter. It does seem to be one of those points. So, but Twitter search has never been that great when you're kind of looking for people and trying to find various topics and subjects, unless you're using that hashtag. So I'm hoping that this kind of advanced Twitter search will allow you to find the information that you're looking for, because it can just be noise.
I mean, this is a problem. I'm looking forward to the algorithms being launched over here, because I haven't seen the effect.
No, it's still,
it's got nothing that another platform hasn't got.
Yeah, true.
Just
true.
doesn't offer enough to keep me, excited.
Keep me entertained.
Mm.
Silence. So,
yeah.
I remember this time last year, you were all over Twitter because you were going to Social Media Examiner. Mm. And I think at the time you're like, I've got to build up my followers.
Yeah.
Go on a mad tear.
And with that, it's pretty good. I mean, again, with Inbound 15 as well.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, we managed to have some good conversations over there. Yeah.
Building around the hashtags and get to meet people that you wouldn't sort of normally meet.
True, very true.
And it's good for that, but I just... In between event times, I think it's just not getting my
attention
at all.
Just not for you. Fair enough.
What is getting my attention?
Yeah, and everyone else's attention, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Snapchat competition first?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. By the way, you listen to Hairy Business with Ben and Andrew.
Okay, so big news. Next news. We've got a Snapchat competition.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get everyone sort of completely comfortable with it, whether that's... videography team, our designers, programmers, whoever it is.
Is Christy on that?
Yeah.
I'm not following Christy. I need to follow Christy.
She's not improved much.
Oh dear.
But she's getting there. I've seen her the last couple of days and chucking a few filters on, so she's getting into it a bit.
So what's improved? You mentioned improved. So, I mean, obviously there's people that are very good at Snapchat in the office and people that are just brand new to it. So how does this competition work?
Yeah, so this is all about your point score.
Okay.
So if you're on your ghost, on the actual sort of main page, yeah. You click on the top, you get your ghost with your snap image.
Yep.
And then you've got a little score that's underneath.
Yep.
And the score comes about by many different things, but I'm quite good.
You're quite protective of your secrets.
I'm in second place at the moment, but I've got a firm eye on first, so I'm not going to give away my secrets.
That's fair enough.
Different things that you do, different trophies you get,
yeah.
Different filters you use, different snaps you do, and all that lot. Yeah. Adds, you know, builds up your points, and then you've just got a lot of points.
Fair enough. And that's what's important, because points mean prizes, as we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know what a prize is. Because it's a dinner, right, at the moment.
Yeah.
That's what you're fighting
kindly,
for.
Kindly, Ravi's...
Has he? He's probably forgotten about that, because he wasn't here. Was he even in the meeting when he offered out?
No.
That perfect.
But we'll just send him this podcast, and then...
Yeah, exactly. He can listen to it. He'll know that he's paying for dinner for the winner, which is good.
But we've seen some cool stuff as well.
Yeah.
The whole idea of this is that we just want to get the whole company fully engaged with it.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of nice stuff about, you know, sort of current events out here at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had the boat show that was going on, and they had a couple of filters where you've got the steering wheel of the boat and the start of it, and a couple of different other ones with the boat on the skyline and things. And it's cool. I think a lot of companies are embracing it, so it's good. I was following Mashable.
Nice.
They did a really cool thing. They had they're having bring your favorite action figure to work with.
Really?
Yeah.
We should do that here.
Yeah. And it's you can bring your unicorn table.
Yeah. It's not quite an action figure.
No. I don't know.
Can't just sit there.
Yeah.
Judging me.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone brought it in, and they just sort of made this storyline over probably 100, 200 snaps. Made a storyline. This almost like a cartoon out of these action figures.
Would you
figures.
Be able to get hold of an action figure right now?
I think so.
Yeah, I would.
Just get it from under my pillow.
Got a G.I. Joe under there, have you?
Yeah. Keep me safe at night, just in case. But then also switched over and just a bit of a UFC fan as well.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to check it out, what it was like live versus the Snapchat experience. And they did a great job. I mean, every single fight, you get the pre-match build-up, you get all the stats, the filters were the actual, you know, the match
cards.
Yeah,
I saw that, the match cards, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
And then they had the celebrities, what they think, you know, what's going to happen, all the reaction, and then the different sort of important moments. And it was live, you know, so we had it on, not in the office, of course, not during working hours.
No, obviously not.
But someone was streaming it and just letting me know about it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
but it pretty much was as live.
Yeah.
So you can see these key little moments going on. Yeah, so it's just nice if you're, you know, maybe don't have the time for it or anything like that, or maybe you've got to work or something like that, then.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
You can then someone else can tell you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Oscars was pretty cool on Snapchat as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you see they're doing the, because the whole thing was about Leo, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
he's 20 odd years. He's got to get it.
That's it. Yeah,
got to get his Oscar.
Yeah,
and they're doing that face swap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they had a picture,
very
of,
cool.
picture of him, and they're doing his face swap with all of the.
Yeah, all of the actually, at the moment, as the filters on the selfie filters at the moment.
Yeah,
there's a really cool like I think it's a raccoon.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And the rabbit
and
as
the
well.
Rabbit. Yeah, they're funny. Yeah, that's cool. Nice.
You see, I managed to do a face swap with a cat.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, it's I thought it was just you.
Freaky.
Face swap with a cat. Yeah.
A bit of fun. But
a bit of hairy business fun.
And we're doing it with a few of our clients as well, right? So we're getting
the
geo filters on there. So when people are in...
Exactly, a particular location, you can start pulling in the geo filter for that. I think the thing is that what we're just seeing is just a big uptake in Snapchat. It's actually a fun platform. It genuinely is, with the live interaction and... I think the immediacy of it, that's what people enjoy. So, if they want to see Ben's story unfold during the course of the day and the fact that he keeps jumping into empty lifts and gets excited about it, that's kind of riveting stories that can be brought to you to a daily basis. Or
that's a big
Uber
life
rides.
Moment for me at the moment.
Yeah, mine are Uber rides. Mine's very boring. It's Uber rides and things like that. And yet people still want to view it.
Yeah.
It's because I tricked them. I tricked them with the amazing firework display, and then you click on it, and it's me and Uber. And that side of things, yeah.
Okay, so on to LinkedIn, and again, fantastic. They're really making some waves at the moment. They've someone's lit a fire underneath them, but they're really coming strong. The advertising platform's just getting more and more expansive, better to use, still expensive.
Yep.
But then they've just launched something now, which is a bit of a game changer, I think. And this is something that allows you to use the platform to actually directly market to companies, so individual companies. So it's done in a different way. So you don't actually go on there and just type the name of the company, but you go on there saying, look, I'm selling this. And it's almost like you apply to LinkedIn, saying these are the types of companies I want to target specifically. And this is the messaging, and then they approve it, and then you're good to go.
Yeah,
but I think this is brilliant. You know, if you're sort of like, say for instance, we're dealing with a supplement provider earlier on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then you can just then go and drop it straight onto sort of Fitness First, Warehouse Gym, any of those guys.
Yeah.
And it'll sort of tie in the people that are associated with them as well, or their groups and things like that. But I think so. Again, I think LinkedIn's figuring out for itself who they are.
Who they are? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And no longer is it your online CV. It's a bit more than that now.
No, I think it's changing to that kind of business connected environment. There's a lot more good quality content on there. There's some good quality articles. I think some people still don't realize that it's a business environment.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, the majority of people, I think, know how to behave on there, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's getting there. It's moving in the right direction. So quite excited to see where it's going to go from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go on. Nice to give that
a nod.
A bit of a try as well, the company.
A nod.
Yeah, give it a nod. Okay, just another thing. Yeah, so Social Media Marketing World's coming up.
It is, yeah.
April. We announced as well, Vaynerchuk's going to be talking with Marcus Sheridan. It's going to be very exciting.
Very cool, yeah.
All the other guys there. So let's move swiftly on to the burn.
Oh, the burn.
The burn.
We need like a drop, don't we, now, for the burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Some sound effects. Rainier's sat right next to us. He's our...
sound effect wizard.
Yeah, that's not what it's on. What's on his business card?
I think it is. He's definitely got wizard on there.
Yeah. So anyway, right. So this one's for you. Now I'm interested in your response on this.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You're just generally quite an interesting guy.
Oh really? Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
So if you're a brand, so let's just we talked about McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're McDonald's in the UAE, do you have a Facebook account for the overarching company, or do you have Facebook accounts for the individual restaurants?
Interesting.
So maybe, you know, McDonald's isn't probably the best example, but say a boutique sort of cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. With different locations. So I guess it goes back to the first question would be, what do they really want to get out of their interaction with social?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the first question that we have to go and ask, because obviously, you know, previously you would fire up different pages. Perhaps you put different content on those pages in the hope that your friends or your fans would interact with that localized content, let's say. Yeah. So if you've got a coffee shop in Abu Dhabi, you've got a coffee shop in Dubai, you might want to talk about different things in those different locales.
Yeah.
I think what's different now is that with the advertising platform and the ability to geographically target people, you can have a consistent message across your brand page, and then you can target individuals with specific things that are available perhaps in those places. I think the separation can happen when you are doing very different things in different locations.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's a particular tone or voice or whatever that you want to get out there from that side of things, I think that's where you can look at separating those out. But I think the thing is that you have to realize. Yep.
So let's use a live example. Say, for instance, we're looking at UAE.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got Dubai, we've got Al Ain, and we've got Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you use? It
would depend on if it's something like us, for example. Nexa as a company, as an organization, we'll have one brand, one brand page, because it doesn't make sense to fire out any kind of localized content. I think the thing is, the difficulty is in this, that if you look at the resource that has to go into it, that's one of the issues. So it's fine to set up different brand pages. It's not an issue, and you can fire them up. But it's the resource associated with that And brilliant, Ben's snapping now while we're talking.
Yeah.
But it's the resources allocated to that. So if you're firing up three different pages, why are you snapping?
I'm listening as well.
Brilliant. If you're firing up three different pages, let's say for those three different locations, you're going to have, if you are having three different pages, you should strictly have different content on there.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, you know, organizing three lots of different content. You may want to attract some fans on there as well. So you're going to have three different sets of fan sets. So I think it's better, especially if you're dealing in like a place that is relatively small, like the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better to keep one brand page and then target
yeah.
on those individually. I think when you move to the States or perhaps, you know, Europe, you're in some bigger areas, it may make more sense to localize kind of pages for that particular area. I mean, yeah. if you're looking at big brands, obviously, you can have different brand pages with different locations. So something like L'Oreal or something will have they did this a year and a half ago. Facebook, you know, launched out localized brand pages as yeah. well, which you could run. So you share the fan base,
mm-hmm.
But then you do localized content. So there's ability for that anyway. So yeah, I think it's it goes back to very beginning conversation is what do you want to get out of it?
Yeah.
Simple as that. What are the resources you have? You know, what's the budget you have? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think as well from it, if you look at it from a customer service standpoint.
Yeah,
I think the overarching strategy works. So again, you know, if we're in this sort of area, it works very well.
Yeah.
But I was listening to someone the other day who were actually talking about still having the, say, for instance, we use the analogy of the restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Still have the restaurant manager involved.
Yeah.
In that bigger conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
you've got the overlying sort of brand strategy.
Yeah.
The integrity is still yeah. there, and the messaging is still the same.
Mm.
But then if someone says that, you know, I've come into this place, I didn't get served for 2 hours, they know the situation, they can jump on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they still need to follow a set routine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as long as, and it goes back to the back end of things, right? So if you're communicating with, let's say, a hotel brand and you're down in Abu Dhabi, and that hotel brand may have five brands across the whole of the UAE,
yeah.
You send them a tweet, for example, you send Ben sneaking a drink while we're talking. Should have made him laugh, so spit everywhere. You basically have a conversation with a particular brand, but a localized content. You expect some sort of localized customer service reply.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that a lot of brands don't have that. It's just kind of a generic, you know, response, that kind of thing. So then people start looking for localized response
yeah.
here. I mean, I guess the only thing that started to happen is if you've got US brands and UK brands, obviously a lot of them do fire up localized social media offerings,
yeah.
And some of them are appalling, and some of them are very good. You know, it's a different experience in the States, let's say, to here. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay, so I guess that's about it, is it?
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Was that interesting enough for you? Because you said at the beginning you wanted it to be interesting.
Not really. So, anyways, let's onto the links. Check us out on Twitter at @DigitalNexa,
mm-hmm.
Facebook at @digital.nexa, and Instagram at @digitalnexa. Your Twitter handle?
DigiGeekster.
DigiGeekster. Mine, don't even bother about it because I'm not gonna see it.
Benny Love.
Benny Love. But find me on Snapchat.
Yeah, you'll find. Are you Benny Love on Snapchat?
Benny Love 79.
Same all the way across.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know,
I'm DigiGeekster. Same thing.
Been stuck with that curse, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But check us out, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions as well.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
want answering, just please just fire them through.
Yeah,
whatever platform, we'll yeah. pick them up and get them answered.
Mm.
Also check out, we've got the Mofos,
yep.
Mustafa and Fawad, with mm-hmm. their Arabic social media.
Yep.
Harry Business, of course, with us.
That's it.
And we've got the customer engagement show, which is...
What have we?
I'm not sure, it's not that engaging right now, is it? Because it's still...
Hasn't gone out.
No.
It's good, because Amit, I think, might be listening to this on the plane this evening.
Excellent, yeah.
So I'll just wait for him to walk through the door and then load up five of them online straight away.
Yeah, hopefully Marie can get it up.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Nice. Thank you, Ben. You've been listening to Harry Business with Andrew and
Ben.
Thanks.